With What's News, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. A lot of federal agencies are closed because of the government shutdown, including agencies that send out economic data that so many of us depend on. That makes it tough to get a true idea of how the economy is doing. Sarah Cheney of The Wall Street Journal will join us with more in a moment. First, here are some headlines. The Wall Street Journal says President Trump has canceled his planned trip to Davos, Switzerland, to attend the World Economic Forum later this month. In a tweet, Mr. Trump cited border security negotiations, which have been hung up over his demand for a wall along the southern border with Mexico. The tweet comes on day 20 of the government shutdown. The Journal says the shutdown is providing a big test for Republican solidarity. There are those GOP lawmakers who enjoy broad support from constituents for a border wall, and President Trump's support within the party is so strong that they see no reason to break with White House demands in any bill to reopen the government. But other GOP lawmakers are being pressed by voters to end the shutdown quickly, even if it means crossing party lines, as federal workers almost certain to miss a paycheck this week weigh on many lawmakers. Some Republicans, both in the House and Senate, have broken with their party to support Democratic bills that would reopen the government without funding the wall. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said muted inflation will give the central bank the ability to be patient and flexible in raising its benchmark short-term rate. Speaking during a lunchtime appearance Thursday at the Economic Club of Washington, Mr. Powell largely stuck to the tone he offered at a similar question and answer session last week. Fed officials have laid the groundwork to take a break from raising short-term interest rates in the coming months, particularly if the economy appears to be taking a greater hit from weakness abroad and market movements. Of course, just what economic reports the Fed will be studying remains to be seen, given that the shutdown has idled several agencies responsible for releasing the data. We'll explore this next with The Wall Street Journal's Sarah Cheney. The partial shutdown of the government means that certain economic data will not be available. That makes it difficult for many officials, including policymakers at the Federal Reserve, to get a read on the economy. Joining us to talk about this is Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Cheney, who's in Washington. Sarah, the shutdown, as we speak, is in its 20th day. It has big implications for anyone that relies on economic stats coming out of Washington, whether it's the Fed or stock investors, right?
Yes. So economic data that is produced by the Commerce Department, Census Bureau, and the Bureau of Economic Analysis are not being released during the partial government shutdown. And then there are some other key economic data from the Department of Agriculture, for instance, that are not coming out as well. And this is particularly tricky for the Federal Reserve. It's a challenging moment for the Fed, which raised interest rates four times last year, but has signaled in recent weeks that it could pause these rate increases because of uncertainties circulating around how the economy is performing. There have been sort of mixed signals within the domestic U.S. economic data, as well as certain strong economic data points in the U.S., like the jobs report, that conflict with what's occurring at the global level, where we've been seeing a slowdown in many foreign countries. And so this is tricky, particularly for Fed officials, because they've really emphasized that the Federal Reserve's rate path is dependent upon how these data evolve. They've been monitoring the economic reports, each one very closely, for signals about how to raise rates. So now that the economy could be approaching this turning point, it's particularly important that Fed officials have these data. However, a good chunk of them are now missing.
Right. They've indicated a pause on more rate hikes until they see data that won't be there. And it's not just the Fed that has to read the economy. As you write, you know, you've got trade negotiators and investors who also depend on the official releases.
Right. Investors monitor these data very closely. They're sitting at their desks making trades, oftentimes based off of these releases. And so without them, again, they're kind of sitting in the dark. And like you mentioned, we have trade negotiators who are missing these data as well. For instance, there's government workers who analyze whether certain products can be excluded from the steel and aluminum tariffs that President Trump implemented last year. And the government has actually received tens of thousands of requests from companies seeking to avoid tariffs that simply can't be processed.
You've run down a series of economic reports that aren't being released or will not be released. Let's see, no report Monday on national factory orders or Tuesday on the state of the U.S. trade deficit. No report upcoming Friday on the federal budget deficit and potentially the week to follow on retail sales, business inventories, housing starts. And I guess this is in large part because of the Commerce Department. That's one agency that shuttered, meaning a lot of reports aren't being or won't be released.
Correct. The Commerce Department is responsible for the bulk of these data. We're not sure yet on the federal budget deficit whether that will come out. And, you know, if the government reopens, then the first estimate of fourth quarter gross domestic product could be published. One positive that should be noted is that the Labor Department is fully funded. And so the Labor Department produces some really key reports, like the jobs report, which just came out the other week, and the Consumer Price Index report that is coming out later this week. So Federal Reserve officials are not left completely in the dark. They can look at the jobs report to see what's going on with unemployment and signals of inflation as well. And these are part of their so-called dual mandate. So they can work off of these data points.
On the other hand, you've got departments such as the Agriculture Department, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, International Trade Commission, which are shuttered, and certain economic reports and certain information will not be available.
In the case of the Department of Agriculture, for instance, that's particularly key for some investors. It's maybe not an institution that produces reports like the jobs report or GDP that Fed officials are going to be closely watching, but a lot of traders use Department of Agriculture data on corn and soybean and wheat, as well as contracts for oil and natural gas to decide how to make trades on a daily basis. And these investors will not have that data to work with.
And finally, Sarah, it seems like the lack of economic data plays right into the uncertainty that investors hate, and this could lead to a lot of stock market volatility.
Yes, I don't think it would be the sole cause behind market volatility. You know, there are other factors such as the trade dispute between China and the U.S. and signs of economic slowing in foreign countries, as well as the government shutdown itself, that are contributing to market volatility. However, when investors don't have these data to work with, their views are less informed. And so that could, to some degree, impact market volatility.
Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Cheney joining us from Washington. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks so much.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.